think the Holy Spirit leaked my sermon because everyone who was here, almost everyone who was here, were touching on those dots or some of aspects of the sermon. Amen.
Let's read Jeremiah 31, verse 3.
The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with kindness, loving kindness, I've drew you." Amen. Lord, we thank you for this word. But Lord, help me, Lord Heavenly Father, as I preach, as I share this morning, oh Lord, that I may not be fast, but oh Lord, speak what you want to speak. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. So we're going to, please put it up, that verse. We're going to look at it. It's a very small verse.
But we're going to...
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Thank you. We're going to look at it part by part. Amen. So the first part says, the Lord appeared to us in the past. Usually when you are reading this, you'll just think, doesn't mean anything. But from what I got, it's showing God's past interaction with the Israelites. So what it emphasizes is that God's love that he speaks of after that, it's not a new thing. He has always, the Lord has appeared of old to me in the past. Amen. So even what I'm sharing today is not something new to you. Has it always been? I'm sure you've heard it one way or another, somewhere, even before. Amen. So it speaks of God's faithfulness and consistency. Which reminds me of
Hebrews 13:8.
It is Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So basically, he doesn't change. So this love that we're being told of here, it has always been there from the very beginning. Amen. That's what that first part sort of emphasized, that I have appeared to you in the past.
Amen.
So, and then it continues. I was telling Mr. Ngoma that probably by 11, before 11 will be done. So yeah. Don't be shocked. And then it continues saying, "I have loved you." Right? Okay, I thought you want to say it in Venek. Yeah, it's saying, "Yes, I have loved you." So this affirms the love of God in us. Amen.
He
didn't say, "I have loved you because you were remained accustomed to the religious acts." Which means this love is unconditional love. It's an unconditional love. But, and also it's definite. It doesn't, it's unmerited. We didn't do anything. As you can see, there's nothing there.
But,
and also, it's an active love. But we will show that later. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Then it continues.
Yeah.
With an everlasting love. Amen. Everlasting. So this speaks of the eternal nature of God's love for us. It's everlasting. It's not temporary. But it extends from eternity past to eternity future. Amen. There is that song, "It is a love that never ends, never fails, and never give up."
We know the song, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, as they were reading a lot of Psalms, I got reminded of Psalms 136.
Verse 1.
They have it. I don't think I gave it to them. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord." For he is good. His love endures forever. Amen. So, alpeli. But you will see why I'm still building my foundation. You will see why this is important.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then when it concludes, it says, I have drew you with love, loving kindness. Drawn. I think I read it wrong, but anyways. So this part here, so this part here, when we speak of loving kindness, right? We can translate it saying it's an unfailing kindness. It's steadfast love. And then I think it was the psalm that Ondela read where it speaks about mercy that endures forever.
Merciful,
which refers to God's loyalty or loyal. It's loyal to us. It's compassionate to us. And he has this merciful love. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, but however, this last part, right, it says, I have drawn
you
with loving kindness. I have pulled you, if I can use that word instead of drawn. I have pulled you. Not because I can give you a car. Not because I can give you a house. Not because I can. Thank you. I don't like mics, so that's why. But anyways, not because of anything that's material, but because of my love. It's what draws you to me. It's not about the blessings, but this love that surpasses everything. Amen. So that's what for me, that ending part, you can just overlook it, but we know you can bless. We know you can do 1, 2, 3, 4. But you loved me, so I come to you, Lord.
Amen.
So many of the people have said this part. That's the part that I think, especially the music team, they've stole it. Even Rahari Ausvi stole this part. Amen. So, here in my notes, I said, as we are ending the year, we often reflect on how the year went. And fortunately, the reflection is a mixture of the good that happened, the bad that happened, the disappointing. So for example, with us, we didn't finish the slab. That's disappointing to us, right, as we reflect on the year. So some are reflecting they didn't get that promotion. They didn't enroll for that course. They didn't pass. And so on and so forth, right? But however, what I want to say, or what I want to emphasize from that verse, is that God has always loved his people. You and me are also his people. And with this unending faithful love, this is the love that draws us to or pulls us to him. It's not what he has done for us in 2024. I was telling my wife that at work, our year ends in February. So even though we're in 2024, we refer to it as 2025 or FY 2025. So as I was writing my notes, I said 2025 because of that mentality. She was like, when 2024? So no matter what happened, or no matter what didn't happen, that love should still draw you to him to give thanks for that love. I know, yes, things happen. We didn't anticipate some things, but that love or what he has done us for us, it's enough to give thanks. Amen. The first part we spoke of, this everlasting love that pulls us to him, right? But what more, does this love have in store for us, right?
We just gonna
look at that. Romans 5:8. It reads, there we go. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Christ was fair.
So now I did say he loves us. By this very same love, he brought Christ here to die for us.
What is our Christ to us fail?
So I said we can thank him for his love. Now we can thank him for what? For Christ, right?
Amen.
When the year ends, usually, it's all about Thanksgiving. That's why I think the Americans have a Thanksgiving holiday.
But
some people, like for example, the testimony that Mom Tembi gave about the old lady who lost her husband. She probably, before that, the encounter, she probably didn't see anything to be thankful or grateful of. So that's why this message in this season, because We are not all in the same space, if I can call it that. I might be rejoicing, but somebody's not.
So
that's why this message is for the season and very critical. Amen. So we'll come back to this verse. So if we start from the very same chapter, from 1... Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope you will be able to connect the dots where we're coming from and where we're going. So we said God loved us.
And
how did he display this love? Amongst other things. So now we're speaking about Christ. How that's the love, that's how he showed or he displayed the love. Amen. So in this verse, it says we have been justified. What does justified mean? So to justify someone is to declare them righteous or innocent before the law. So if we go, we're not going to go there, but if we were to read 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for our sake, he made him to be sin.
Who knew sin?
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So we have been justified. We have been made innocent, righteous. Amen. So this is the love Pella been displayed, remember. Don't forget. And then if we go back to verse 1, okay, still here. It says justified through what? Through faith. This is a very important aspect of our belief. There is that verse that says it's not by, we don't walk by sight, by faith. And also it says, without faith you cannot please God. So it means it's not through our own good works, keeping up with the religious laws, or any personal merit. It's through the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. Amen. If you remember what we said, I just said it's through faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 5:8 said that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So that's That's where our foundation is, like the faith in Jesus Christ, because we were sinners and he died for us.
I don't know if you are
still there. Amen. Tell your neighbor, Christ died for you. Which shows God's love for us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then it says we have peace.
It is not local, okay?
So this is not inside just feeling peaceful, you know. I wanted to do something that Pastor T usually does, but I'm not. We're feeling peaceful.
Yeah.
But this is the state that, if you remember what happened from in Genesis, we were separated. But because of what Christ did in the cross, that separation was restored. Amen. We are no longer God's enemies, but have been reconciled to him
through this faith.
But remember, the base of our message is that God loves us, right? And then now we come here, Christ died for us because we were sinners. And it's not by works, but by faith. Happy. Let's continue. Verse 2. Through him we have gained access by faith, the very faith we spoke about in verse 1. Into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of glory of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, okay, let me read it in mine. There is a specific word I'm looking for. So it says, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, amen.
Hallelujah.
And we boast in the hope of the glory of God, amen.
Hallelujah.
Grace there is speaking of God's unmerited favor for us, right? We know. His deserving unkindness to us. We know. It's the very element of a key element. Grace is a very key element of our relationship with God. Amen.
Remember,
in Jeremiah, we spoke of loving kindness, which is grace towards us, when I was explaining there. But there is this word when it continues, and we boost. So it does not mean prideful per se. It doesn't mean being prideful per se, if that makes sense. But rather we are joyful.
It is your jabula.
In what God has done for us. We boost, we are joyful in what God has done to us through Christ dying in the cross. Amen. So this reminds me of when Christ was going to Jeremiah as king.
In Matthew 21:9,
the crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed him shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who is coming in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Amen. This is the joy or the boosting or the joy that we must be rejoicing because we know Christ died for us. Amen.
Christ was friend.
So that's another reason why you should be giving thanks today.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what didn't go right, but Christ died for me.
Christ was friend.
There is a song that I requested, but we'll see. I will tell you about it. So in Philippians 4:4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Amen. Can I hear joyful screams? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that. And then it continues and say, remember we said we boast in the hope of the glory of God. So here in the hope of glory of God, you will remember Jesus' prayer for all believers. John 17:24. He said, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, that they may see the glory you gave me because you loved me before the foundation of the Lord.
So,
let's keep it there. So it says, we boost in the hope of the glory. The other one says, I want those you have given to me to be with me where I am, that they may see this glory. Amen. So here we're speaking of, or we are referring to the full, when we fully share in the in God's glory. Amen. Now, if we continue, most of people were talking about this in verse
3.
Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings. Why do we do that? Like, why would you do that? Who does that? It says because we know that suffering produces perseverance. There is that program that Zanele is my wife, for those who don't know. She loves saying to people that she should be featured in an episode of I Shouldn't Be Alive. I don't know if you know that program.
So
it's people who have went through the most. They're suffering, but they persevered. And they can come and give a testimony. So even though this year was not your year, one way or another, that suffering, it produces perseverance, but what does perseverance do to us? It produces character. And character produces what? Hope. And it continues in verse 5. It says, hope does not put us into shame. Look what it's coming back to, where we started. It says, where was I? And this hope one does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. So again, now I'm going to reflection. As we reflect on the year, no matter how good or bad, you need to remember these three things. One, where we started, we know that the Father, I intentionally said the Father so that you see what I'm trying to do. As an everlasting, unconditional love for all humanity, that includes you and I. We know that he has displayed this willingness, his willingness to forgive and to restore our relationship with him through Christ. So we spoke about the Father in number one. We spoke about the Son in number two. Number three is where we just read not long ago. We know his steadfast commitment to us, his children, because his love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Amen. So you see, we spoke about all the three. The Father loving us unconditionally, doing that through Christ who died for us. And then he has poured the Holy Spirit in us. Amen.
Othulelayo umoya ongcwele kuthi.
So maybe for those who don't understand, if you we go to John 16.
Abangaqondi kamhlanje uma siya ku Johannes 16.
14 verse 16.
Johannes 14 verse 16.
Says
ithi,
I will ask the Father.
Uthi ngizocela ubawo.
And he will give you another friend to help you.
Uthi uzonikeza omnye umthethelelo uthi ancede.
And to be with you forever.
Uthi abe nani ngona phakade.
That friend is the Spirit of Truth.
Lo mhlobo ke ngumoya wenyaniso.
And then it goes on saying the world can't accept him, blah, 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 right?
Iqhubeke itsho
lo mntu esho. So I was just pointing or sharing on how the third point links to the Holy Spirit.
So
Christ does not leave us alone, but with the Holy Spirit. So is the three of you happy?
Okay.
So now you're like, okay, I hear you and Danny, all these three points, but what should I do? Looking at time, this is my closing. So let's take this time and reflect on what Paul said in Romans
12.
It's a very common known verse, but I want us to try and just see what it's saying. Amen. Romans 12,
verse 1.
It says, Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Amen. Okay, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, because of his mercy towards us. So this is what he's saying. Because of his mercy or God's mercy towards us, this is what you should do.
In view
of God's mercy. I'm going to start using that in view of something. I like it. So the God's mercy that we're speaking of is that love we spoke about. Christ dying for us.
Christ has failed.
And the fact that now we have the Holy Spirit. In view of this mercy that God has given us to offer your bodies, right? Bodies refers to your whole self, your physical body, your mind, your will, your emotions, everything that makes who you are. Amen.
Yonke into eyenza ukuthi ube nguwe.
As a living sacrifice, we're continuing with the scripture. As a living sacrifice, unlike in the Old Testament, where sacrifices were killed. Blood had to be shed so that, you know, they can whatever. I mean, there were different kinds of offerings or sacrifices. But we know that Christ's blood was shed for once and for all. We don't have to do that. So that's why Paul says, as your body and not a cow or whatever they use to sacrifice, but your body as a living sacrifice. So it means this sacrifice, it's our lives while we are still living. It's us. We are a sacrifice while we are still here walking on earth. Amen. It means we need to now dedicate our lives fully to God. Amen. Living in a way that honors him. Amen. Why are we doing it? In view of God's mercy. Amen. Amen. And then it says holy. Which means, I mean, you need to be set apart for God's purpose.
Amen.
And then it says, pleasing to God. It means you should be acceptable and agreeable to God. Living in accordance with his will and desires. Amen.
Happy.
Happy. So usually in December, what people tend to do, they are no longer pleasing. They're here. They're like, good December, boss. But in view of God's mercy, let's remain holy, set apart for God's purpose, and pleasing to Him. And then it closes there saying, this is your true and proper worship. So this means that it is the true worship, not what we come to do at church or performing things like we're acting like we're worshiping, but sacrificing our bodies for Him, holy and pleasing. It's what, you know, it's sort of a true worship, amen. I don't know if you get me. I'm not saying what we do here worshiping is not worshiping, but that fact, that's what Paul is saying. It's an act of worship, amen. So if you were wondering, the title of my message is God's love for us. Amen. And what we did, we addressed His love when we started. We are connecting the dots. And then we show how the love was displayed
Christ
when He died for us. For our sins. We then went and spoke about the Holy Spirit that was left. I mean, that Christ left with us. And then what I just, I mean, there is a lot of things that you should do per the Bible, but I just left you with one word, one verse, which is that to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. That is holy, that is pleasing to God. Amen. So that's me concluding. But however, we're going to move on to Holy Communion. The song that I asked, I don't know if they will do it, but it says, I will never know how much it cost to see my sins upon the cross. Amen. So it means we know that the cost was Christ, but we cannot comprehend that pain that He had to go through. Amen. So that's why I love that. I mean, it makes me want to cry when I'm playing it. But yeah, let's go to 1 Corinthians 11. From 23.
Okay,
let's read
11.
Okay, it says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, He broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Amen.
Hallelujah.
The body that we spoke about earlier, that it had to be sacrificed for you and me to show that love that God has for us. Amen. In the same way, also He took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He." So Holy Communion, as we're going to partake in Holy Communion, it's a time to remember Jesus sacrifice. Just like what we were saying, that God showed the love, how He loved us through Christ coming to die for us, so that our relationship with Him can be restored. Amen.